The Precinctor Raider Weekly Miniatures News Podcast is brought to you by Zero Dark Sci-Fi Skirmish Gaming in a Fallen Earth. You can find Zero Dark from Wargame Vault. Just go to wargamevault.com and search for Zero Dark.
Welcome to the Precinct Omega Weekly Miniatures News Podcast. It is Friday the 12th of June, and here is the news.
The news.
Spellcrow have announced the imminent release of new additions to their 10mm fantasy range in the form of Viendral. Riders on Sengals. We'll come back to them later. Meanwhile, there's an interesting Kickstarter you might like to check out called Stickman Journey. And while you're on Kickstarter, go and have a look at the Evergreen Burrows' latest Kickstarter, which is for a rubber ducky dice set. And the last item of news this week is from TT Combat. TT Combat have announced the imminent release of new regiments of Halfling Shield Maidens, including one mounted on walruses. So let's move on from the news and get to this week's discussion.
The discussion.
Do we take ourselves too seriously? So last week we did have a very serious discussion about race and the visibility of people of colour in the wargaming community, and this, I need to categorically say, is not a backtrack on that. It would be very easy to say, oh, well, it's just wargaming, we can take things too seriously and pretend that black wargamers don't really matter after all. So let me be clear, they still do. So do female, gay, trans, and all other varieties and shades of wargaming. Serious matters should be taken seriously. Racism, sexism, misogyny, and transphobia, these are serious matters. Whatever you think about them, they should be taken seriously. But wargaming? Not so much. So, for all that I've always been an avid student of history, I've never been all that enamoured of historical wargaming. Whether a figure is precisely the right shade of blue, or has the right number of brass buttons, or is wearing the right shape of helmet for 667 AD, I don't really care. I mean, I've been threatening for years to paint a Napoleonic army in urban camouflage, and one day I will snap and I will do it. But, you know, it's easy to point the finger when we're talking about seriousness at those earnest and studious, not to say fastidious, historical wargaming enthusiasts and accuse them of taking their hobby too seriously. But I don't think there's anything wrong with being a serious student of history, nor do I think there's anything wrong with taking pride in the detail you put into painting your toy soldiers. Just as long as you remember their toy soldiers. I think where historical wargamers can go wrong, and it should be said sci-fi and fantasy wargamers can make the same mistake where it's even more egregious, but we'll come to them later. Where I think the historical crowd goes wrong is when they impose their own standards on others. So, loudly pointing out that the Confederate infantry didn't wear that shade of grey until 1864, or pointing at an offending regiment in your opponent's army while you do so, that's a dick move. Refusing to play an opponent who doesn't conform to your standards of historical accuracy, that passes through dick move into an area I can only call Jeremy Hunt. But at least historical wargamers are basing their gatekeeping twattery in a perception of fact. It might be an arguable perception of fact, but at least there are facts upon which it is founded. sci-fi wargamers who tell others they've painted their crimson biceps star marines in the wrong shade of blue or with anachronistic rank markings. Well, you know, to be clear, if that is you, then everyone knows that the time you don't spend min-maxing your tournament army is spent on incel subreddits sharing hate memes. But I know it's not you. I know it's not you listening to this podcast. That particular breed of prat is easy to spot. And they're easy to attack too. I just did it, and I'm not proud of that. Do they really need attacking? I mean, as I just pointed out, they're unpleasant, and they're not difficult to spot as being unpleasant. But their personalities are on full display. I mean, if we validate them with attention, are we as guilty as they are of taking our hobby too seriously? I mean, yeah, sure, you know, when it is right there in front of you, we should challenge it. We should have the courage, the capacity, and the support of our community to challenge that kind of asshattery when we see it. But I don't mean that we shouldn't take it at all seriously, our hobby, that is. I mean, hobbies are good for us. They're an escape, a form of relaxation. They're a pathway into a community of like-minded folk where we can socialise and share, and enjoy our hobby as a group. You know, these are wonderful benefits and they shouldn't be taken lightly. But the actual nitty-gritty of the hobby, you know, the miniatures that we buy and the games we play and the books we read, we need to approach that with, well, I think more of a sense of the ridiculous. We are, after all, adults playing with dolls. Yes, I know, we've evolved our childhood doll playing into something more engaging for the adult mind. But they are still our little war dollies, aren't they? Which is why I am grateful for products that take the opportunity to remind us of this ridiculousness. Spellcrow's Veendril Riders, there we go, got it right that time, perhaps are the weakest example from this week's news. They're 10mm barbarians on creatures that are called Sengals, that are basically fantasy rhinos. Now, rhino cavalry is inherently ridiculous, but it's close enough to feasible for its ridiculousness not to be immediately apparent. I guess that's why I'm proud of Spellcrow for embracing it. The Sengals in this collection are great, but they do also look kind of like Pokemon. So when you've got these very serious looking barbarians with furs and spears and their buff naked upper torsos on show, riding what basically looks like Snorlax or Rhydon, it's pretty cool. And pretty ridiculous. Stickman Journey, meanwhile, is a Kickstarter with a ludicrously low funding goal of, well, about £57. But still, having looked at its funding so far, it might not make it even to that. Given the things that do fund on Kickstarter, it is perhaps a sign of our tendency to take things too seriously that Stickman Journey hasn't funded. It's a simple storytelling game in which the players use poseable fantasy stickmen to resolve each step in the narrative. Now, I think you do need a 3D printer for it, which might be one of the reasons that it hasn't funded. But it's hard to think that if they had, hard not to think, that if they had managed to get a partnership with, say, the Order of the Stick or XKCD or something, they might have done better. More up our street for the purposes of this discussion, really, is the Evergreen Burrow. Now, their Rubber Ducky dice set is a 7-piece RPG polyhedral dice set of the kind that you will see 100 projects on Kickstarter at any given time, but theirs is unique because the dice are made out of clear plastic resin, and at the heart of each of the dice As the name of the Kickstarter would imply, there is a single bright yellow plastic rubber ducky. And if anything in life should tell you not to take that critical fail quite so seriously, it is the clear-eyed, optimistic gaze of a yellow rubber ducky. The last one on my list in this week's news is my favourite. It is definitely the winner for not taking war games too seriously. The Halfling Shield Maidens on Walruses from TT Combat. They sound like they were designed by pulling random words out of a hat. They are well-armed, well-armoured, pint-sized Vikings in a cavalry regiment that galump their way into the enemy's lines on the backs of adult walruses. I mean, if anything in life should tell you not to take things too seriously, this should. I don't mind admitting, I have approached TT Combat with a proposal to see if they would like me to write them a little mini game to go with the Walrus Cavalry. I hope they take me up on it. If they don't, I might just write it anyway. But having said all of that, what I found disappointing and surprising, I think, was how hard it was this week to extract some silliness from the week's wargaming news. Harder, I think, than it's been to find relevant pieces for any of my previous week's topics, which is strange. You know, we fight in times long gone or in worlds that only exist in our imaginations. We lavish time and money on our tiny dolls and our little tanks and robots and creatures of all kinds. We find a welcome escape in these worlds that is nothing to be ashamed of. But it's when we lose our sense of perspective and our sense of the inherent silliness of what we are doing in our hobby that we become the kind of gatekeepers who see their job as preserving the dignity of war games. Dignity, in my opinion, is overrated. There are enough serious things in this world without making our hobby into one of them. So go out there, be proud, and be silly.
Precinct Omega.
So when it comes to Precinct Omega, the two products for which I'm currently best known as a designer and a publisher are, of course, Horizon Wars and Horizon Wars Zero Dark. And these are war games. They are games that involve conflict and mayhem and death and destruction. Zero Dark is, if anything, the more serious of the two. I mean, Horizon Wars, the original, for a start, involves mechs, which I happen to think are inherently silly, even if it's not obvious to everyone. But, I mean, if that wasn't enough to lampshade the fact that it's not a game to be taken too seriously, the setting is intentionally, and I honestly hope, obviously, a satire. Zero Dark takes itself, as I say, a bit more seriously, despite having the same satirical setting as Horizon Wars. I think that that's a reflection of the fact that over the last few years since Horizon Wars was published, we've been forced to learn that there doesn't seem to be anything so satirical that it can't be taken as serious by someone somewhere. The satire in Zero Dark, then, has become, in reaction, I guess, to that, a bit more subtle and a bit more evolutionary. So, as the game matures, I hope that the opportunities to expand on that and make it clear that it is a satirical setting are going to grow. But satire is not the same as silliness. And isn't the same as not taking things seriously. For that, you need Bull Monsters. If you've not come across it, Bull Monsters is my third game, and it is the antidote to fantasy sports games. It is like playing pool or snooker, but the balls are trying to eat each other and you don't know where the pockets are. Ball monsters are inherently silly in a proper 6-year-old sniggering at farts kind of a way. They are disgusting, snotty, burping, foul-smelling, gross, violent, helium-filled, magical, carnivorous beach balls. The rules for the game are free to download on my website, precinctomega.co.uk, and there are minis on there for sale. The only reason that the rules aren't finished, in the sense of being properly formatted, illustrated, and up for sale on Wargame Vault, and available as a print copy, is because, well, I've decided that they're not silly enough. Like a typical wargamer, I took myself far too seriously, and I couldn't stop myself from writing a game that, for all the silliness of its subject matter, was still trying to be a serious wargame. Now, right now, Zero Dark is my main effort. I'm also working hard on a space combat game called Infinite Dark, but Ball Monsters is rarely far from my mind, and I'm gradually working out how to not only make it silly, but to make it a game that parents can play with children. It's not just about the mechanics. The miniatures are pretty much the ideal shape to get stuck in a child's esophagus. So, clearly, there are some important design changes that need to be made when I have the time and the wherewithal to do it. However, Ball Monsters for Precinct Omega still represents what I consider to be the soul of wargaming. It is honest, innocent, silly, fun. And as I think I've already said a couple of times in this episode, there is nothing wrong with that. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of the Precinct Omega Weekly Miniatures News Podcast. If you have enjoyed this, please support the podcast by supporting our Patreon at patreon.com/precinctomega, or take yourself along to precinctomega.co.uk and buy something from us, or go to wargamevault.com and look for Horizon Wars, where you'll find supplements for Horizon Wars and Zero Dark itself. Thank you for listening, and I will speak to you again next week.
The Precinct Omega Weekly Miniatures News Podcast is supported by our patrons on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/precinctomega to support the Patreon, developing new miniatures games and creating hobby content for wargames miniatures enthusiasts all over the world.